Yesterday, there was another question on the subject in the British Parliament. Prime Minister Gordon Brown was asked how his government would prevent future attempts to keep parliamentary debate out of newspapers. Here's what he said.
This is an issue where an injunction has been awarded, but it's been awarded in the context where it has to remain secret, and people are not told what the outcome is generally. The Justice Secretary has talked to the parties concerned. He is looking into this issue, and I hope that on the basis of what he suggests, progress can be made, not just in this case, but more generally, to clear up what is an unfortunate area of the law.
Tweeters and other internet users face severe access restrictions in several countries around the world, China and Iran, for example. Most of the time, any restriction on the internet is frowned upon by users. But our next story turns the issue on its head. Seruz Farivar reports on a new internet search engine designed to help Muslim internet users avoid certain kinds of content.
Halal is an Arabic adjective meaning something that is permissible in Islam. The opposite of halal is haram, or forbidden. That explains the message you get after you search for alcohol on imhalal.com.
Oops, your search inquiry has a haram level of 1 out of 3. This means that the results fetched by imhalal could be haram. If you still think the results will be clean, click me.
That's Sampur Farzaneh, a doctoral student at the Graduate Theological Union in Berkeley, California. He studies Muslims in America, like himself. He says imhalal is an example of Muslims trying to negotiate their theology and their values in a secular, public sphere like the internet. imhalal.com was created by Reza Sardaha, a 20-year-old Iranian studying business in Amsterdam.
Our goal is actually to create a safe and clean environment for those people and Muslims from all over the world who really don't want to bump into explicit content.
Sardaha says he consulted for months with imams and other Muslim scholars in the Netherlands to come up with a list of search terms that could potentially be problematic for observant Muslims. His site launched in early September. It has three levels of warnings for users, the first one being for relatively minor things that are haram, like alcohol and pork.
Level two is probably a search term which could be risky because some keywords, for example, like the term sexual education is perfectly fine. People still got the chance to click through and see the result and inform themselves.
So what's level three?
Level three is really a no-go. If you get a level three, the content that will be fetched is highly inappropriate, and therefore you won't get the chance to click through.
This isn't the first religious-themed search engine. There are already a number of Christian ones and at least one Hebrew-language, ultra-Orthodox Jewish search engine. In January, a Moroccan company started Islamic Google, a way to filter Google searches for Islam-friendly sites. And in June, a Saudi company even launched Nakatube, a clean and Islamically pure version of YouTube. Sampur Farzaneh says there's a growing demand for such websites. Pur Farzaneh also points out that the finer points of what exactly is haram and halal are up for constant debate, depending on the particular religious school or tradition. Still, in its first 2 weeks of operation, Ayam Halal reported that it had received hundreds of thousands of visitors to its site. Some are skeptical that Muslim internet users around the world will really embrace the concept of a restrictive search engine. Helmi Noman is a Yemeni researcher with the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard University. He studies the internet in North Africa and the Middle East, which he says is already very restrictive.
Governments and authorities implement and impose different forms of censorship, installing cameras in internet cafes, requiring internet users in cyber cafes to provide their names and IDs before they can use the services in internet cafes, in addition to harassing and arresting online writers and activists. So I do not think that users in the region would add another layer of filtering by using these services.
But the creator of I Am Halal is optimistic. Reza Sardaha says he'll continue to improve the searching mechanism, and he hopes that by this time next year, I Am Halal will be the number one search engine in the Middle East. For The World, I'm Seruz Farivar.